This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Take the Holy Ghost from me, I am nothing. All certificates and all certifications, the Holy Ghost, the presence of God, is what matters. What would have the world said about me without Him, without Jesus? Held my hand and lead me through the journey of life. Every moment of my life, I just think about it. Life without Jesus is nothing. So it amazes me when people try to live a fake life or try to live a pretentious life. All I have, you are the best of all treasures. Sometimes tears, sometimes I can't hold it on the stage, or sometimes in my private prayer moments. It's not because I am having any issue that is bringing tears of sorrow. No, I'm just broken before Him because I can't just imagine that I am His today. He is everything to me. Every day my feet touch the ground, I know it is the mercy of Jesus. For me to live an extra day to honor Him. If you understand the place of Christ, why David, the most powerful man that ever lived on earth, will say, I am glad when they say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And you will hear Him say, I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the glory of God. Sometimes I see people try to stay in their shops when it is time for prayer, and thinking that they can get an extra gain. If Jesus doesn't bring customers, nobody can. This world is full of wicked people. I saw somebody who carried a woman's tongue, a woman's eye, a woman's breast, just little of each piece to try to make money. And the question is, how much money were they able to make? I did not touch anybody's life. Rituals or whatever, never visited one native doctor, never consulted the devil for anything. Just all my life being mad for Jesus, following the words of Jesus, even in sickness of the body, not of the soul. Even when it looks like my body is weak, I refuse to allow the body determine my worship to Him. He turned my story around. I see the money people kill themselves, they don't even have. I think you know me. He wants to build a relationship. Now, you're all that matters. What would have become of me if I didn't see your light? I've said this severally. Israel Buba would have been alive today, probably, because I know in Afghanistan many years ago, with my jihadic move, with my Islamic militancy, I would have somehow probably be gunned down in fighting for the cause of Islam. But here am I, standing to declare the glory of Jesus from nation to nation, city to city. It's Him. I walked into the gathering of most people last few days in Uyo, and Nigeria were all gathered there. And I could just see myself. The crowd were so, I've never seen the gathering of Nigerian governors in one meeting. You are faithful. You are faithful. Oh, 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 be there for me.
Oh, be there for me. All this day. Oh, Jesus, you are faithful.
We are grateful for being a friend. Jesus, we are grateful.
We are grateful for being a friend.
Jesus, Jesus.
Say thank you. Thank you. You've been faithful even when we are not. You've been gracious even when we are not. We honor you. You're faithful to the ones who are faithful with you. Words are not enough to thank you. But we want to say to you, Master, you are the only one that matters so much to us. There is no space for anyone else but you alone in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the workings of your Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. And all of God's people shout the loudest hallelujah to the King of Glory. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. He deserves the highest worship. Oh, how much we love him. You know, if I need to be talking about Christ every day, no words are enough in this world. Where I'm coming from, I'm coming from the northern east of Nigeria, and it is unbelievable to so many minds that God can be doing what he's doing with somebody from that region that is known as a region of instability, known as a region where men don't rise to the pinnacle. But God, through Jesus, the Son of the Living God. You know, when you come to a stage in your life that MDs of institutions seek just a word from your mouth. Corporate institutions, banks and industries. There's nothing you can pride in your ordinary clay than to celebrate Christ. You take Jesus out of El Buba, I'm worse than the lizard on the street. That's why a word for someone here. The way you will serve Jesus, Jesus will become so mad about your family. You know, if you think you have seen, like I said, you have seen millions, you're just in step one. If you think you have seen billions, you're just into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in, come in, my prayer, come in to my heart, Lord. Answer you in the name of Jesus.
Dearly beloved, We believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.